Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
It's Tuesday, 12:30, and you're in the zone, the home zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. With me, as always, is my co-host, Diane. Di, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm like Tonto, I guess. I'm doing all right.
So, hey, it's happy August. August 5th. Can you believe it's August 5th?
Election day today. Don't forget to vote.
Yes, big day, big day.
National night out. Put your porch lights on tonight from 7 till 10.
Right.
I'm good.
Yep, and a reminder for the folks in this area, in Collin Park. The fire department, police department are going to have a bunch of activities down there.
Starting at 5.
Yep, for National Night Out. So kind of exciting stuff. Great things to do with the family. Come on out and free of charge. Got to like it when our public safety here in Holland kind of steps up for the kids. It's a great thing. So the big show today, Di, we are going to talk to Julie Bacon. She is our business development manager. We're going to talk a little bit about renovating your home. So Julie Bacon, how are you? Welcome to the Home Zone.
Thank you.
Or should I say, what's shaking bacon?
No.
I tell you, I thought of that all myself.
Oh, that was really good.
I know. Radio for Dummies, it's really working out for me. By the way, guys, we are live, for better or worse. You can call in at 395-1450 with your questions, or you can listen to the podcast at www.whtc.com. Go to podcast, look up the Home Zone, and you can see all of our greatest hits.
Yeehaw.
Yippee, yippee, yippee. We are sponsored, too, by Art Realty, Art Realty in Zealand. Discover Art Realty with their flat fees, list for less. Give Steve and the guys at Art Realty a call at 616-772-5478. And we are also sponsored by TransNation Title, which later in the show, we actually have a title agent, somebody that's going to tell us a little bit about a title company. So kind of exciting stuff. So, Julie, welcome. Welcome again to the show. I'll refrain from saying what's shaking bacon.
Don't.
Even
stop.
Though I'm
also known as the Sizz.
The Sizz? Oh.
Well, that's better. That's cooler.
Yeah. Sizz. All right. So, Julie, you are North Point Bank, an equal housing lender member, FDIC. Got to make sure I do all the legal stuff.
Yep.
You are our business development officer. And the reason I had you come on today is because of this. Real estate inventory right now, I mean, there's a shortage. Houses are going like hotcakes. And for a lot of people, myself included, I could sell my house right now and probably make a good amount of money. But where do you go once the house is sold? So, you know, as people know, we have a great 5% down construction program. We do a lot of different types of programs. We participate in the MISHTA program, which is the $7,500 DPA program for the new homeowners and second homeowners. But what is starting to become more and more popular is people are making their current home into their dream home, which happens to be the title of today's show, by the way. Again, thought of that myself.
Or purchasing a home and making it their dream home. One of the two.
Again, see, this is why we bring you on, because you have all the ideas. You're absolutely correct. So, again, now, the thing about the show is we only have a short amount of time, so anything we try to do the Reader's Digest version. But if you can, just give me a brief overview, and I'll kind of interject because obviously I work with this product a little bit, but an overview of our renovation products. We have two.
Yep, we have two. In simple words, we have the little one and the big one. I personally would like to list my house in October because my sister's getting married there in October, so I can't do it before then.
Okay.
But would like to do the little one. And reason being is there are so many houses out there that all they need is a quick shave and a haircut, like quick countertops, maybe switch the cabinets out. And we have a loan that does that, and that's just our normal everyday loan, up to $15,000 in improvements. We'll do an appraisal subject to the finished value, and if you can finish those shave and a haircut improvements within 30 days, we'll disperse that up to $15,000 back to the borrower or whoever is owed money.
Yeah, that's a pretty slick program, Di. Trust me.
My husband's a builder, so we could get it done.
Well, yeah, you can get it done, right? Well, and there, okay, and there you have it. What's your husband's company's name?
Michael Bacon, LLC.
Okay. Well, I just thought it'd be a free, I figured while you were here, I'd give you a free, you know, free advertisement. By the way, Di, remember, we'll send in him a bill for the
Yeah. What
for
are we going to get?
For the free 50 advertising.
$50, we can go to lunch.
There you go. I like it.
Okay.
So, and then, okay, so that's the little one. And now the big one is?
The big one works really just like a construction loan. You can do it with purchasing a new home or with when you're refinancing. And that is you would figure out what your improvements are going to be. You'd have it appraised subject to the value once it's completed. And then we would take up to 95% of that value and pay off the house or purchase the house and then hold the rest of the money in escrow for improvements. That one you need to have a licensed builder
right.
in order to partake.
Well, I'll give you an example. Actually, my brother-in-law, Chad, he actually is adding a garage onto his a two-stall garage onto his house. Kind of an interesting story. So when I did help him purchase the house 4 years ago, he bought it for $72,000. And we just got the appraisal back and did it subject to having the two-stall garage added. And, of course, he did finish the basement. But the estimated value on the house now is $153,000. So we're actually going to be able to – yeah, yee-haw,
yeah.
Right. And so in short order, he's going to be able now to add that second garage to his house or the two-stall garage to his house, have a ton of equity into it, make the house more more desirable, rather. But more importantly, too, improve the house because he'll have a garage,
mm-hmm.
even though we laugh and joke that he'll still have to park out in the driveway in the winter because the kids' stuff and there'll be enough room for his wife's car.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, maybe you should look at a four-stall garage. But
yeah.
But that's how it works. And that's truly the unique thing about these two products because, again, when you're looking at a house, you may only have three or four choices. I mean, it's crazy to say. But when you go into a house, it allows you the ability to kind of look and say, huh, well, what about if I did finish the basement? Or what about if I did do this? And then you're able to wrap it into a low-rate mortgage, which is also great, and take care of it. You know, in the past, if people wanted to renovate their homes, they would have to try to do like a quasi, either a second home equity loan and hope that the value hit, or they would have to try to refinance and do a cash-out refinance. But with different loan-level pricing adjustments and different things like that, economically, it I don't want to say it doesn't make sense because you get it done, but these are some great, great options for people to help them save money. And at the end of the day, if you can save money and improve where you live, that's a steal of a deal. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're actually heading into our first break. So you're listening to 1450 WHTC, The Home Zone with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank. Come on back. You're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. We're here talking to Julie, what's shaking bacon, business development officer for North Point Bank.
It was hard for him to remember. He found a phrase that he really liked.
I kind of like it. Like you said, it was all by myself. I was a poet and I didn't know it. Pretty fun. Ha ha ha.
Worse
anyway, what we were talking about is really two products that North Point has to renovate your home or buy a home and make some renovations. If you have questions, you can call us at 616-395-1450 or you can listen online at www.whtc.com. Getting pretty good at getting those call letters.
Yeah, no, well, you got them written down in front of you.
Well, that was the difference, so I don't say the number wrong. Anyway, so, Julie, now, just two quick questions on this product, because, again, there's a lot of questions on it. This is not the 203K program, which is a great program, but it's definitely a hybrid. It makes it a whole lot easier, I think. There's not as many restrictions. But how does the contractor get paid? Because that is the question that we get on this product all the time.
Well, on the little rehab product,
on the little one,
just get the improvements done in 30 days. Those funds are held in escrow. We pull an inspection, and if everything's done, check is cut, either to the contractor or reimbursing the borrower.
Okay, so in essence, either the borrower has to pay the contractor or the contractor has to wait in that 30 till it's done to
Correct.
Get paid. Okay.
Correct. Just get it done, and you're paid.
Okay.
On the big one. That one we typically do in five draws. We pay for the house or pay off the existing loan to begin with. And then we do basically five draws. You fill out a draw request. There is an inspection pulled. Sworn statements and lien waivers are required, which your licensed contractor will know all about and will take care of it for you. And all of that's submitted, and typically within 48 hours, money's sent, as long as everything comes around right.
Well, and just so you know, folks, we do vet, which is something I'm pretty proud of. We vet the builders that that are going to be working on your house. I know some people might I don't know, have different opinions on this, but at North Point, we were always going to err on the side of a customer, and we're never going to apologize for the fact that we have to make sure that the builders are going to meet the standards, that they're not only going to do a good job on your house, but also do a good job with the paperwork and stuff like that, because I'll tell you, stuff like that can get messed up, and that's really when you're going to be going back and forth to a title company. Whoa!
What a segue.
And speaking of title companies, we just happen to have one here. I'm here with Tom Host. He's not the host of TransNation, but it's kind of nice. Tom Host, you're a TransNation title. Tom, how are you doing, sir?
Great. Yourself?
Very good, very good. If you could just scoot a little closer to the microphone.
Sorry, there we go.
That would be great. So, Tom is the Vice President of Commercial, Residential, space program. I don't. It's a really. You know what? He's really important. How about that?
I can live with that.
Yeah, there you go. And Trans is one of our sponsors, so we definitely want to be nice. First of all, thanks for sponsoring the show. We really do appreciate TransNation Title. And as we've said many times in the show, TransNation Title is an employee owned company, which I think is really special in this area. So, but let's talk a little bit about title companies, because I believe that for the most part, most people don't really realize what a title company. I mean, Di, if I ask you, Di, what does a title company do? What's title insurance? What's it for? Do you know?
I know what a title company does. They help you with titles.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. They help you with titles.
Yeah, it's a good start.
There you go. All right, that's good. And but now, as most people know, houses don't have titles like cars, so it's
no, it's different.
It is a little different.
Lots more paper.
Lots of paper. Yes, even though everybody's trying to be environmentally friendly, when you go and close a home loan or a construction loan or whatever,
sign your name 800 times.
Absolutely. So, real quick, from a high-level view, Tom, what does a title company do?
Well, a title company guarantees or insures a person or an entity like a bank what interest they have in a piece of real property, whether you own it or have a lien on it. It discloses and ensures what that interest is.
Okay. So, in essence, you guys, for lack of a better term, help complete the transaction.
Right. That's the second part of it, right?
Make it legal.
Yes.
Okay. So, if you
really own the home.
Yeah, right. So you
really, that's the way to put it. Yeah, we confirmed that you really do, in fact, own the home, or if you're a buyer, it confirms that your seller really owns the property.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
That's important. You can't sell someone else's stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, the person who actually owns it shows up at your house and knocks on your door, and then you have kind of an unusual conversation. So with the title company, again, real high-level view, but whenever anybody's doing a real estate transaction that's tied with a bank, we always require lender's insurance or title insurance.
Right.
What exactly is that for folks who don't know?
Okay. Well, there's basically two different types of products. One is an owner's policy that insures the owner or the buyer's interest in the property, and the second is a loan policy that insures the lender for their priority position of their lien of the mortgage on the property. The bank wants to make sure that there's nobody else ahead of them in line if there's a problem going down the road.
Okay, and by problem, basically, if there were an issue,
a prior lien or encumbrance against the property.
Okay. And then kind of something interesting, kind of a side note, though, don't taxes or tax liens, don't they get paid over mortgage liens, or do they stand in line too?
Well, they stay in line, but normally at time of closing, the lender is going to require all the current tax to be paid. So it'd be the subsequent years of taxes that would come up, and they could potentially gain priority in some unique situations, but in general, no.
Okay. Well, again, I know it's a little bit of a dry topic, but it is very important because I had a customer elect not to do owner's policy, which we don't recommend, because in essence, if you don't do the owner's policy, what kind of dangers is a customer?
Well, yeah, if there is an issue or a problem, the owner is basically left to their own devices to cure the problem before it creates a default on your mortgage, which would then accelerate it and cause a foreclosure action, as an example. So they do want to have an owner's policy to protect their interest in case something does crop up.
Okay, yeah. And the old saying is if you're going to spend $120,000 for a house, what's another couple hundred bucks to make sure that you own it and you're not going to have any problems down the road?
Yeah. Very true, very true.
I mean, now you when you bought your place in Florida, right?
Right.
You, same thing as Michigan, did all the title and everything.
Right,
like that.
Yep. That's a while ago. But, yeah, I made it. That was when things were still going up. I did well on that one. But
all right. Hey, you know what?
Yes.
I can't believe it. It's time for another break. You're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. We'll talk to you in a moment. You're back on The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender member, FDIC. And we're sitting with Julie Bacon and Tom Host. Julie from North Point Bank, Tom from TransNation Title. Want to send a shout out to Julie's husband, Mike, what's shaking bacon. He's out here on the lakeshore listening to 1450 WHTC, and I know that Mike said his absolute favorite show was The Home Zone.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Mike, we appreciate you listening. I hope you're having a great day. By the way, the wife says that she loves you, she misses you, and can't wait to see you at home. So, lots of fun. Her husband does construction, so I'm sure he's going to get a little bit of a harassment.
That's
about
why
that.
You did it.
Yep. But she does remind him to pack clean underwear in case he hits his hand or anything like that and has to go to the hospital. So glad we can help out with that. Anyway, we're back with Tom Host, TransNation Title. Tom, you know, before we were talking earlier, we were talking a little bit about construction loans and how the renovation project is like a construction loan, so it's sworn statements. Now, a title company has an actual a pretty big role when it comes to that. What exactly does the title company, I mean, you guys, again, because you're insuring the title, how does that look on your side with a construction loan and what kind of has to happen?
Well, under construction loans, the loan policy is modified so we have more control over the disbursement of funds. And what we do is we issue an endorsement to the lender affirming the amount they want to disperse to the owner or the contractor. And before we can do that, we need to review the sworn statement and waivers that Julie had mentioned earlier. And we also do a title update to make sure there's no adverse items having been recorded with the public record, such as construction liens.
Right.
And if everything checks out and everything is correct, we will issue that endorsement, and then the lender will make the disbursement based upon that endorsement.
Okay. So, again, you wouldn't know it, but these title company guys, they do a lot of neat stuff. One of the other neat things that they do, it's called a 1031 exchange. Tom, can you tell us a little bit about that?
All right. 1031 actually refers to a section of the IRS code. It's section 1031.
Yeah.
And the program allows you to sell a property and replace it with another property without having to pay the federal capital gains taxes. And there's a certain layer of paperwork that has to be put in place. There's special rules you have to comply with, but it enables a person to avoid paying that federal capital gain and be able to apply those additional funds to potentially a more valuable replacement property.
Okay, now is that probably, I'm assuming that's probably if you want to upgrade homes, if you're going from a $100,000 house to a $200,000 house, at that point you could execute the 1031 and do the exchange?
Well, one thing we want to clarify with the 1031 is that you can't use it for your own personal residence. It's for property that's held for productive use of trade in your business or for investment. So as an example, if you have like a duplex or some type of other income property, you could sell that and replace it with a more larger, more valuable property.
Okay, so that really does make sense then because, again, it's not your personal residence. It's something that you're driving income off of.
Right. In the personal, you know, you have your special two-year program
right.
on that that's separate that addresses that.
Okay. Well, good to know. So 10-4 on the 1031 exchange. Got to I tell you, Radio for Dummies. You could pick it up at the Walden Books or whatever.
It should have it for sale at North Point Bank.
There you go. And speaking of North Point Bank, a little shameless plug there. But so with the title company, you guys take care of that. You execute all that. Now, with the 1031 exchange, if I'm looking at selling my commercial property or doing that, should I get a hold of the title company in advance to get things set up?
Yes, you have to have everything in place before you close on the sale of the property you're disposing of. You can't set it up after the fact, and the title company cannot unwind it after the fact to set one up for you. So, yes, it has to be in play before you close the transaction.
Okay, and what is the number for the title for TransNation Title here in Holland?
Ooh.
Ken? Ken, who's over, Ken, who doesn't like to talk on the radio.
He's hiding in the corner.
Yeah, right.
Oh, geez, their number here is 392-2341.
Okay, that's 392-2341. If you have an investment property and you're thinking that, yeah, maybe it's time to capitalize on some of that money, maybe upgrade, give them a call for the 1031 exchange. The right title company, it does make a difference. Again, family, or not family-owned, but employee-owned, well, sort of family-owned. But the nice thing is that with these employee-owned companies, you know, you can find somebody to talk to. They're not these big mega places that you call an 800 number.
And you talk to the computer.
And you talk to the computer. So listen, we're winding this show down here for the Tuesday, August the 5th. And we're so glad you tuned into the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. Remember, if you want to listen to this again, you can go to WHTC.com, pull up the podcasts. And as always, you're welcome to call in next week if you want to at 616-395-1450. If you have ideas for the show, give me an email at jeff.potter at northpointwithanieatthend.com. We'll talk to you next week here on the Home Zone. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. I want to thank Tom and Julie for stopping in. Have a great week.
Even Ken.
Oh, yeah. Even Ken in the corner. So signing off here, Jeff Potter, North Point Bank, and Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. We'll talk to you next week in the Zone, the Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.